BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
This is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, and it's a big one, isn't it, Chris? Oh, he's not here. You'll hear why. James Acaster and Josh Widdicombe play Innuendo Bingo, and it is a great one. Keep sending your clips in. You make Innuendo Bingo. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you find something suitable, let me know what channel, what time, what they said, and we will find it. Bumbleo Wednesday includes a classic bit of Jessie J over singing, and the ultimate snake meets both of the girls he's been seeing at the same time. Listen for details of a really awkward confrontation.
Scott Mills.
Seriously, no one tells me nothing around here. No sign of Chris. Let's call him.
Hello, you.
Where are you?
I'm at home.
Why? Is it? I think I'm getting the feeling that today is for Radio 1 DJs is work from home Wednesday.
Why? Who else is off?
Clara didn't quite make it for the start of her show.
Did she get there in the end?
Yeah, but Greg had to continue for a bit. What's your excuse?
Really?
Yeah, that happened.
Sick note. Nothing from doctors. I'll be fine. I'll probably be back tomorrow.
All right.
Although, do you want me to take two to make it look more convincing?
I don't know. Did you just not fancy it today, or...?
No, I'm up for it.
I mean, taking two is classic and kind of like it looks better. But if you do feel better tomorrow, I'd rather you were here, yeah?
Do you know the thing is, I could take two to make this feel worse than this. I'll be honest with you, I felt much worse this morning. So you call me now, I think actually I could be on. Also, this is ridiculous. Next time you're ill, I'm going to make sure I call you. I don't know why I bother picking up, because it's not for good news, is it?
Also, you know how I feel about people being ill and on social media. So
I'm not on social media.
Stay off that. Were you out last night?
No. Why?
Oh. I just wondered. That's all. Yeah. It's all good.
No. You know I wasn't. So don't start.
Oh, actually, no. I saw you. Rubbish. Yeah. I saw you go home. Yeah.
Yeah, you saw me go home.
I did.
Exactly. Yeah. I've had enough of this, to be honest. So I'm just going to go. So I'll speak to you. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Oh, someone needs a nap.
Scott Mills. One.
Okay, so we're back on with Charlotte. Charlotte and Maria teamed up last night to go and meet the snake that they've both been dating. Charlotte, tell the nation what happened, please.
So, we had this military operation via WhatsApp that the lovely Maria would meet said guy in a lovely, which happened to be a nice Mayfair bar, which made it a little bit more cringe, but also added to it. So then she texted me where they were going to be, so I headed to said bar and strategically placed said guy with his back to the door so he can see me come in.
How did that happen? Did Maria ask him to sit in that particular seat?
Yes, Maria asked him to sit in a particular seat so he couldn't see me face coming into the bar.
And you and her are talking and planning on WhatsApp where you're going to be.
Yes. And then I casually strolled into the restaurant, kissed Maria on two cheeks and said, "Hey, lovely to see you." And his face was a picture.
Is awful.
Then I took my coat jacket off, sat down with them and said, "So..." And he basically turned to me and went, "This is just a business meeting." So even then, he tried to lie that he was sat with her and it was a business meeting.
I've got fist in mouth.
So I said, "Well, you told me, but I'm not crazy. Why don't I contact Maria to see if it's all true?" And so I said to him, "I did exactly that last night and we had a lovely chat." Then I think the ball dropped.
Ah, right. So then he realised that you two have been chatting.
Yes.
Okay. Was he calm or nervous or...?
He was very calm. Ridiculously calm. I think maybe he does this a lot. I don't know. But he'd just not met two girls like us before, so...
No. Feisty girls.
So at that point, basically, I couldn't take any more. He clearly was not going to give us a sorry or any remorse. So... for poor Maria, I picked up the glass of wine and it was a really good shot. I hit his very nice looking suit at every angle.
You actually did.
He was pretty soaked with red wine. But then I felt really apologetic, so I stood up and I don't know what came over me. And I said, I'm really sorry, guys, but this guy's been cheating on both of us.
To the whole restaurant?
Yeah, I'm really sorry if I ruined your evening, but I hope you understand. And one guy gave us a little applause and the bouncer said, fair play. And
this is like a movie.
And we casually picked up our handbags and left the building. And to celebrate, I said, come on, let's just go for a glass of champagne, toast for being team female, and went on our merry way.
So you really have successfully caught that snake.
We have well and truly caught that snake.
Maria, was it really as dramatic as Charlotte said?
I think it was even more dramatic in real life. For me, the worst part was when I was saying, well, but we were in a relationship. We were boyfriend and girlfriend. I mean, I'm not lying. I have the text. He asked me to be official. And then he looked in my eyes and said, maybe in your head? At this point, I was so shocked.
Wow.
That I think Charlotte backed me up and just threw all the drink on him.
Do you think you made a new friend in Charlotte?
Well, we went for a drink. Unfortunately, I'm leaving the country. So I don't know. Maybe she will have a home in a new country for holidays.
That's awesome.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Should we dance?
Amor de compraventa. Amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
First clip is for Ben. He's in Bristol and wants to hear Jessie J over singing. For Callum in Abingdon, classic GC.
I'm a massive fan of the dictionary. You know, we should be, like, promoting the dictionary anyway because, like, it is such an amazing, like, historical British thing, isn't it?
Sam in Norwich wants Danny Howard explaining the lasers in the dance music on Rihanna's We Found Love. And again. Laura in Kempston wants the snake story from earlier in today's show.
So, for poor Maria, I picked up the glass of wine and it was a really good shot. I hit his very nice-looking suit at every angle.
Scotty and Chester, this is for you.
Why, hello, Jill!
Thanks, Ainsley. Lloyd in Aberdeen wants Jesse from Little Mix. Classic. Nat in Grimsby wants me teaching Jason Derulo how to sing. What's your name? Who are you?
I'm that flight that you get on.
Europe?
International.
Okay, economy?
First class seat on my lap, girl.
I'm not loving you, man.
I'm riding comfortable.
And what do you know?
I know what the girl didn't need.
Where?
New York to Haiti. I got lipstick stamps on my passport.
That makes it invalid.
You make it hard to live.
And Patrick in the greenhouse wants Nicole from Pontypridd from yesterday's show.
Spoons.
Spoons.
I love spoons.
Love spoons. Come on then, text me. We are halfway through the week and Sarah the violinist is on board. Bumbling her fiddles off. Laura is listening in her art studio. Matt and Ash working very hard in Birmingham. Reedman and Zara laying in bed in Huntingdon. Day off, bed. Spence from Leicester currently bumbling around his hotel room in Istanbul. So many messages. Connor in Devon in his truck.
Bambolea, bambolea.
Joe in Kent, Tom and Greg in Fife, who are far too excited about new Innuendo Bingo today. They're breaking from work at 3 to listen. Let me know if you're doing the same. Claire's at work, about to go to a meeting in Grimsby. Tom on his tractor in Somerset says, why, hello, Jill. Carl in Shrewsbury. Normally, here's Bumbleo on the podcast. First time live. Dean in Edinburgh, also keen for Innuendo Bingo because he just loves Josh Widdicombe. Charlie driving from Redditch back to Blackburn.
Yummy. Yummo. Have you another dick back there?
Oh, Len.
Have you got a spare dick?
Arlene. Felix in Droitwich. Hayley and Isabel in Manchester spinning on chairs in uni. Another Laura who missed the snake update. Oh. Get it on the podcast, BBC Sounds later. Dom in Sussex, dancing with a sausage roll in his hand because it's Wednesday. And Alex off to a stag in Amsterdam tomorrow. We're doing it on my own. Blazing.
Scott Mills.
Bangers time. Let's call Chris again because he's off ill today.
What do you want now?
Can you play Bangers, please?
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Sorry.
I don't know why you're insisting calling me.
What are you eating?
Cheese on toast.
Oh, classic comfort food.
Is anyway, that okay?
Yeah, no, I'm not judging you. Let's play Bangers.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Beth.
Hi.
Where are you today?
I am in Kettering in Northamptonshire.
What's Kettering saying? What's happening?
Not a lot.
You working?
Not a lot at all. I'm working, yeah.
Chris is okay. Chris is working from home today.
Okay.
It's just so stupid.
He's just having a little break for some cheese on toast and he's going to be straight back at it.
I think I might come round. I love cheese on toast.
Mm. To be fair, Chris, you have some of your best ideas at home.
Yeah, well, yeah. Plenty of those at the moment.
Yeah.
Listen, I've agreed to do this.
All right. Look, I know
I'm surprised you don't see it as an opportunity to try and win for once.
No, I want it to be fair. I know you are actually quite ill. Right, Beth, you can have my choice today, which is this.
Maybe.
Okay. It's Love Lockdown, Kanye West.
It's okay.
It's okay, yeah. It makes me feel a bit sick, okay, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Right, what have you got then?
Okay, well, you can have that, or you can have my banger's choice, which is this.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. Banger, right?
Oh.
That is a banger.
I don't feel like I can fully enjoy it from where I am, but I'm dancing a little bit right here.
You can party with cheese on toast. That's okay.
You want cheese on toast?
And you can party with it.
Oh, yeah. I've got my cheese on toast in the air. Whoop, whoop.
Yep. Rihanna.
Okay, so that's Rihanna SOS, which is Chris's choice. What's it to be, Beth?
I'm going to go for Chris's choice.
You don't even have to come into work to win.
I'm obsessive when just when thought of you comes up. And I'm aggressive just when thought of closing up.
One. Did you know that Megan from Love Island once got egged on a date? Neither did we, until she told us on the Worst Dates podcast.
They threw eggs at the car and one hit me in the face.
On the date?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Luke Franks.
And I'm Arielle Free.
And we're lifting the lid on dating in 2019.
I've snuck a full Chinese into Sydney. I'm not even joking.
Why don't you go and put in your mum's high heels?
Does your mum know about that?
She does now.
Each week we'll be joined by two celebs who will reveal their worst dating disasters. We'll also hear from you guys. Horrendous dating stories, DM disasters, and answer those dating dilemmas.
I just don't like the whole, like, chewing with your mouth open talking to me. All I can do is stare at their mouth.
The Worst Dates podcast.
Download it now on BBC Sounds.
Time, please, someone come and rescue me.
think I've actually lost it, haven't I? I was never going to win against that giant track from Rihanna. One of her best, SOS. Chris wins again.
Scott Mills.
Dua Lipa and everyone around the UK is about to down tools. You deserve it. Have a break and focus your full attention on Innuendo Bingo. Time to stop what you're doing. If you're in the office or at work, Innuendo Bingo with James Acaster and Josh Widdicombe premieres in 9 minutes and 33 seconds. I know this because Radio 1's Instagram has a countdown clock on its stories. That's cool. Get ready. New Innuendo Bingo. Give it your full focus at 3 p.m. Mickey, where will you be enjoying it today?
I work for the railway. I'm a revenue inspector.
If I got a train an hour earlier than the one I was supposed to be on, would you find me?
I sure would, Scott.
Yeah. Yeah, that's happened before. Are you looking forward to bingo today?
Today is the four B's. Bingo, funny business. Is that on today?
No, that's yesterday.
Oh, no, I missed it. You got bingo, you got bangers.
Yeah. What's the other B?
Oh, man.
Bumbleo Wednesday.
Of course, how could I forget that one?
So you're going to lock yourself in the train toilet for any other bingo today, I would.
Well, yeah, it's on to someone else who hasn't got a ticket, it's hiding in there already.
Hey, Stacey.
Hello.
Are you ready for any other bingo?
Oh, I literally cannot wait.
What are you going to be stopping doing?
Well, I should be getting my kids from school, but I'm refusing to leave the car until I've heard it, so they'll have to wait for a bit, won't they?
Hopefully they'll be waiting with the teacher, yeah?
Yes, of course. I'm not going to leave them on their own.
No. Nathan!
Hi, Scott.
Bingo's back. Are you buzzing?
I am absolutely buzzing.
What are you going to be stopping doing today?
Well, I'm meant to be delivering to a building site, but I'll have to stop now.
So you're just stopping delivering for 10 minutes or whatever it is?
Yeah, definitely.
Also, sometimes not safe to drive when it's on, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. It can be a bit of a distraction. Really funny.
Scott Mills.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
James Acaster and Josh Widdicombe are playing today's Innuendo Bingo, starting with James. Hello.
Hello.
Looking forward to this, I know.
Not really.
I should explain, there's going to be a sort of tagging in and out system here. Yeah. We're essentially doing some sort of tag team activity between
you get half
the lads.
Tagging Josh.
And you did say just now to Chris that you're going to try and not get him wet. That is not the idea of the game.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel bad.
I know, but like he's so used to it.
Nice looking boy.
Oh, come on, we know each other fairly well, don't we? It's uncomfortably close, as always, this, but actually I don't mind doing this with you so much.
Oh, that's all right.
Okay, let's play the game. Let's grab your water bottles, please. It's Innuendo Bingo.
The one, the only, the original Innuendo Bingo.
And we're going to start with ITV's Lorraine. Why not? And thank you both to Hannah and Jess, who emailed this one in. It seems that Martin Clunes is keen to go into a little bit more detail about his Valentine's Day plans than we may expect at 9 a.m. on national television.
Now, look, Valentine's Day is coming up. Are you a romantic failure?
Yeah, oh, yes.
Will you be doing something special?
Oh, yes. We never miss that one. Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Because you look... You are!
I'm just thinking, because I do remember a time I gave my wife a pearl necklace in the Maldives. And...
That was fake.
That's a great one.
That was fake. There's no way that made you laugh that much.
That's a great one.
Because I do remember a time I gave my wife a pearl necklace in the Maldives.
Right. I didn't reload it. I was too excited before. I was smiling more beforehand, and then when I was Clunes' fault.
Okay, James, now we've got an absolute classic from BBC Breakfast. And it seems one TV chef is getting a lot of unwanted attention in the papers.
And so he's really painting a very bleak picture and saying we have to re-educate ourselves. And in the middle of it, he fingers, shockingly, I might say, Delia Smith.
That went so bad because that was a genuine one, but I leant forward and then that meant I'd get it all on my hair. I'm quick.
Poor Delia.
He fingers, shockingly, I might say, Delia Smith.
Shockingly, I might say, was the funny bit.
Okay, next we're going to Winter Watch as presenter Kate Humble witnesses some truly frosty scenes. A famous old phrase springs to mind.
I love that. I did love that. I mean, I love the crested tit, but I did love the cold tit in the hand. It just proves the same, doesn't it? A tit in the hand is worth two in the bush.
It's so much money. That's funnier. I would laugh. If all she'd said was, I saw a blue tit, I would have laughed. I laugh at it every time. My parents like bird watching.
The old traditional phrase there, though.
It just proves the same, doesn't it? A tit in the hand is worth two in the bush.
She done that deliberately as well. She deliberately said that.
I always think they know what they're doing a little bit on Spring Watch and Winter Watch, actually.
This is horrible.
The thing is, I never actually knew what the phrase, a bird in the hand, however, that one makes sense.
Tit in the hand is worth two in the bush.
That makes sense to you?
That makes sense now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. James, you'll be pleased to know you've got just one more.
One more.
Yep. It's a good one. Thank you to literally everyone who sent this one in. So many people did. It's over to last year's Apprentice, where candidate Camilla shows us the ins and outs of her very interesting almond milk business venture.
If I was to slip up tomorrow, I would kick myself for the rest of my life. Ooh. That must be good luck, being covered in nut juice before the first year of your life. That must be good luck, being covered in nut juice before the biggest interview of your life.
Come on, that's a good one.
I like that one. Being covered in nut juice.
Right, James, tag out. Josh, you're up next.
Witness the wetness. Innuendo Bingo.
It's Innuendo Bingo, and now Josh is in the hot seat. How are you?
I'm so excited. I couldn't watch Acast without laughing.
Grab your waters, please.
It's odd being so wet when you're so dry in front of me, do you know what I mean?
Is that the first innuendo?
It's... Here we go.
The one, the only, the original Innuendo Bingo.
Now, this is one of my absolute faves. It's a classic clip from BBC Radio 4. As Stephen Fry sets out to investigate everything the Wild West has to offer, going full cowboy.
But the Wild West does supply some useful clues, as I only recently recalled while I was helping my cousin jack off a horse.
I thought the glasses would provide protection, but they didn't. That was intentional. As if Stephen Fry doesn't know what he's doing. Come on, mate.
While I was helping my cousin jack off a horse.
His cousin Jack there, helping him off that horse. Okay, next one. We're going to Instant Hotel, what a show, on Netflix, where Babe from mother and daughter combo, Babe and Bondi, real, is really enjoying this home's outdoor area.
It's what it's all about, isn't it?
Not what I expected.
Yeah.
You know, I love the deck. You know I love a big deck.
Big fan of the decking.
Bit of fun.
You know I love a big deck.
Next on Innuendo Bingo, we're going over to Pointless, and this contestant seems to have maybe misunderstood the name of the commissioner of the Metropolitan Police Service.
Give us your answers.
The top one is Carissa Dick. The former Sam Allardyce, Vince Cable. I think I'll go for Carissa Dick.
Carissa Dick, says Billy.
Sorry.
I think I'll go for Carissa Dick.
Carissa Dick, says Billy.
Sorry.
Again.
Give us your answers.
The top one is Carissa Dick. The former Sam Allardyce, Vince Cable. I think I'll go for Carissa Dick.
Carissa Dick, says Billy.
Oh, I was laughing at Sam Allardyce.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh. Okay, one more. And it's a classic clip from Sir Terry Wogan's famous Sunday show on Radio 2. Now, here is Terry revealing a bit more about one of his listeners than maybe we wanted to know.
It's a lovely spring day, says Nobby Clark of Huddersfield. Sun shining, birds singing. I'm going to clear out my back passage and put some flowers in.
Where was the second wave of war from? Where's that come from?
It's a lovely spring day, says Nobby Clark of Huddersfield. Sun shining, birds singing. I'm going to clear out my back passage and put some flowers.
Excellent game, James Acaster, Josh Widdicombe. Now you're soaking wet. What are you here to promote? Tell me everything.
Our show, Hypothetical, which is a brand new comedy show, is on Dave on 10 p.m. on Wednesday nights. And is dry as a bone. Not in terms of content, in terms of water.
Innuendo Bingo, James, Josh, thank you so much. Now the towels.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills.
Another triumphant Innuendo Bingo. Although annoying, Ellen Dorking had to answer a question from a colleague halfway through it, so she missed most of it. It's okay, you'll see it on your timeline. Helen says, crying with laughter at bingo today, especially the pointless clip. Justine, what was your favourite bit?
Oh, it had to be Martin Clunes and Lorraine. I just would have loved to have seen her face. It was brilliant.
Now, look, Valentine's Day is coming up. Are you a romantic failure?
Yeah, oh, yes.
Will you be doing something special?
Oh, yes. We never miss that one. Yes, yes, good. Yes.
Because you look... you laugh?
I'm just thinking, because I do remember a time I gave my wife a pearl necklace in the Maldives.
What an incredible and thoughtful present for Valentine's Day. Hey, Doug.
Hi, Scott.
Loving bingo today?
Yeah, definitely.
Favourite clip?
It's got to be the Stephen Fry one.
But the Wild West does supply some useful clues, as I only recently recalled while I was helping my cousin jack off a horse.
That was Stephen Fry there, helping his cousin to get off a horse, which can be tricky.
Scott Mills.
I'll be back tomorrow. Chris will be if he feels like it, including Where Do You Think They Were? A story of a listener's conception at 1:40.
Scott Mills.